What up? Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's dig into some tips and some randomness. We are back for Ask Us Anything from the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. This is our super short episode where all week long we get in questions. We get in work questions. We get in very ridiculous questions. We try to tackle one of each. And if you want to submit a question, you'd be my best friend. You just go to jayschwedelson.com. There's a button that says podcast, another one that says ask us anything. And that's how we do this show. So let's jump into it. We're going to do the work question first. We got a question from Davey from Kansas City, Missouri. You know, I bet you guys are doing a lot of barbecuing there because that's like what you do, I feel like, in Kansas City. I turned on my barbecue this past weekend and I'm not good at many things. And with barbecuing, I don't know how people are like, I'm a good barbecuer or whatever. I'm just happy I don't explode because like when I turn on my barbecue, it does that boom, that thing where like, you know, when the fire starts going and I'm just like, is it going to explode? Is this the end of life? So I probably can't live in Kansas City. I'd be run out of town. Davey, what is your question? Jay, we use all the AI tools to help with our email copy and our social media copy, and our results are average at best. I feel like we are just blending in because everyone is using the same tools and tactics coming out of tools like ChatGPT. Are there some anti-AI things that we should be doing to stand out? This is an excellent question, and there's a lot of data now showing that if you are going to tools like ChatGPT or Claude or Anthropic or any of them, and you're asking it to help you with your content, you're asking it to help you write your subject line, the blogs that you have, your social media posts, that AI gives you back some very repetitive things. And there was a study that was just done by Civic Science that said 71% of people, business and consumer people, can now spot AI written content. And the issue is there are some boat anchor elements now that if you use in your marketing, it actually is pulling down performance. So I want to share with you what some of those boat anchor things are so you don't use them, and then things that you can do to un-AI some of your content. So first off, let's talk emojis. I know this is ridiculous, but believe it or not, there's two very specific emojis that if you go to ChatGPT, for example, and say, hey, I need a subject line. You're a business marketer, you're a consumer marketer, it doesn't matter what. There are two emojis that AI, that ChatGPT gives you back within the subject lines that actually now are lowering performance by about 15% when you use these two emojis, and they are the green checkmark emoji and they are the party popper emoji. Why does the green checkmark emoji and party popper emoji depress performance? Because ChatGPT is giving it back so frequently and so repetitive with it being a part of what they're recommending that when we see it, whether it's in the subconscious or not, we now know that that's likely written by AI. And for some reason, that turns us off. So you can't just take what ChatGPT gives you or these other tools give you in terms of the words that you're writing, the content generation, and just copy and paste it, because now it's actually hurting performance. And there are, besides for just those emojis, there are actually some words, some very repetitive words that ChatGPT recommends. And it's not just for subject lines. That also applies for social posts, the party popper emoji and the green check mark. You don't want them anywhere near your content because that is a telltale sign. The other thing that there are certain words that ChatGPT and some of the other AI tools recommend that you want to avoid at the start of either your social posts or your subject lines. And those words are unlock, discover, boost, grow, and optimize. I mean, I cannot tell you how many times I get unlock. You know, unlock the savings, unlock the discount, unlock the guide, unlock whatever. We don't want to stop. Stop unlocking everything. And now it's pulling down performance. So on the flip side of this, what can you do? Okay, what can you do to un-AI your marketing? Certain things that work really great. What you want to say to yourself is, what will AI never tell me to do? And that's what you want to do. So for example, expressive spelling crushes it, meaning like you stretch your words. And this could be done in your subject line, in the headline of your email, on your landing page, on your social posts. AI would never recommend, let's say you wanted to put in your subject line, you know, so good, you know, S-O-O-O-O-O, good. or yes with five S's, or and with four N's, or with four H's. Okay. AI is never going to recommend that. And it stops people in their scroll. They know a human being wrote this, and it's that pattern disruptor. That's what you're looking for. And believe it or not, in email subject lines, for example, this lifts open rates by over 20%, and it crushes it on social media. A tactic that none of you will do that you should do is typos. Typos do incredible right now. Spell Thursday wrong with two A's. I have a Thursday webinar. And if you wrote, you know, webinar Thursday, okay, and you use two A's, it will crush it. It stands out. Now you feel like it's not written by AI. Believe it or not, intentional typos are on the rise in all of marketing because this idea of un-AI. And the easiest one that I would use immediately in your subject lines, don't capitalize anything. Don't capitalize the first letter of the first word. Don't capitalize anything. We're seeing this actually lift email open rates by about 10%. Why? Because AI would never recommend that. So don't capitalize anything. It stands out really, really well. It's also working on social posts for your headline copy. All right, before we get into the ridiculous question, I want to let you know that this podcast is exclusively presented by Marigold. Now, Marigold has a platform called Emma. I use it to send out my email. I send out billions of consumer and business emails. It is awesome. You don't like your platform. I like my platform that I send out my emails. It is great for loyalty marketing, retention marketing, metrics, you name it. We have a special offer only for listeners of this podcast, okay? 50% off your first 3 months. Come on. So the way that you can get this offer is just go to jschwedelson.com/Emma. jschwedelson.com/EMMA. Check it out. All right, let's talk ridiculous question. We have a question from Jessica from Nashville, Tennessee. I was just in Nashville. I love Nashville. Although while I was there, everybody's like, you need boots. You don't have boots. You need to buy boots. I'm like, I'm going to buy boots and wear them once and that's it. So I didn't buy boots. I got home and to tell you the truth, I don't regret not buying boots. What are we talking about? I don't know. All right, Jessica, what is your question? Jay, where are your TV updates? Come on. Need a breakdown on the trash you are watching. Well, first of all, I take massive offense to you calling the TV that I watch trash. That's not true. It is trash. I only watch trash. So I'll give you an update. Not that you asked. Well, actually, you did ask on what it is that I have been watching. I just finished Sirens on Netflix with Julianne Moore. Did I like it? It got better. I think the ending, I'm not going to spoil it, was ridiculous. So I give it, you know, like a 7. I think it's worth watching. It was good. I just finished the 5th season of You, which I know nobody else watching, Penn Bagley or whatever his name is. So that was good. I would also give that a 7. I just tried to start on Amazon. It just came out, The Better Sister with Jessica Biel, and it wasn't good. I didn't make it through the first episode. Very bored. I give that a 4. Do not watch The Better Sister. I'm fully caught up on Your Friends and Neighbors. This got better. It started out as a 5 in my book, but it rose up to, I would say, like an 8. So that's a good one. Friends and Neighbors, that's on Apple. Everyone keeps telling me to watch Mobland. I may watch that, but what I'm really going to watch, which just came out this week, is the new season of Below Deck. If you don't like reality TV, first of all, what's wrong with you? But second of all, a good show to start in the reality TV world is Below Deck. It's relaxing. Nothing terrible really happens. There's a lot of drama. You watch annoying people and you make fun of them. And every week there's new people. So Below Deck is great. They just season 12 just started this week. I'm all in. And the thing that I'm on a countdown for, which I know nobody cares about on this earth except for me, is Bachelor in Paradise. This is from the Bachelor franchise. Bachelor in Paradise is back July 7th. It has been a year. It hasn't been around for a long time. And this is the best reality show that exists on planet Earth. So listen, that was a lot of information, a lot of very useless information. I appreciate you being here. You are very awesome. By the way, I started a new YouTube channel. Nobody cares. And if you want to check it out, I literally just started it. You can go to @Schwedelson. You'll never be able to spell it, but if you can figure out how to spell it, it's @Schwedelson. Hope you subscribe or whatever you're supposed to do on YouTube. I have no idea what I'm doing. And talk to you later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. and hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.